was King Chongo with the song Full Time Business from Return of El Santo that came out in 2000 on Luaka Bop Records, which was apparently started by David Byrne? Crazy. So King Chongo is from Venezuela, but they were founded in New York. That song especially sounds very late 90s, early 2000s. That silly reggae and then weird rap break and then the big awesome guitar solo. Honestly, a really good example of the times that we're listening to today. So 90s. But I mean, it's King Chongo. They're legends. Also, if you get a chance, look up photos of King Chongo. They're amazing. Super, super 90s. Exactly what we're listening to today. Okay, and then we heard the song Ua from the band Scapida from the Stereo Blaster CD-ROM that came out in 2004 on Viuda Negra Music from Chile, now based in Canada. And Scapida are from Bogota, Colombia. That song is so eclectic, like traditional cumbia and then those big thrash breakdowns. I want to talk about that later. Before that, we heard the band 1280 from Bogota, Colombia, with the song Ven con las Almas from La 22 that came out in 1996. And we started that off with the song Escaso by Escaso Aporte from the album Ella that came out in 2002. And Escaso Aporte are from La Florida, Southern Santiago, Chile. It's so fun, and they have such a fun horn section. I think somebody's using a chainsaw out there. Whatever. So once again, they stopped. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I wanted to call back to something. So the band Scampida was like a two-tone, like thrash jazz. So we actually hear a lot of thrash influence in Latin American funk. I was actually lucky enough to see Boom Boom Kid at the Knockout in San Francisco in like 2011, 2012 maybe. And I actually got to meet Necro and talk to him for a little bit. He was telling me that Kill 'Em All by Metallica was a huge inspiration for a lot of punk bands in Buenos Aires. And actually, fun fact, the band Fun People's original name was Anesthesia, and they released a self-titled cassette under that name, and then had to change it for, quote, legal reasons, because Anesthesia was a nod to the Metallica song from Kill 'Em All. So anyway, I just wanted to shout out how cool and creative it is that there are so many Latin punk bands that took a lot of influence from thrash, and then combined ska with that. So just think about how conflicting those two genres are. Happy, fun ska and like aggressive, angry thrash metal. So like crossover thrash and ska. It's like crossover ska. God, I'm ridiculous. So, whatever. It's fun. It's fun. This is music that's supposed to be fun and make you smile. So I'm definitely, I'm having fun right now. Thank you all again for being here with me and smiling with me. Where are we again? Oh yeah, we're working our way through Colombia, and let's do another Colombian band, and then make our way north into Costa Rica and El Salvador. So this is a big one. This might be my favorite band that we'll hear today. This is Mojigaña with the song Relacacion.
Verme más y dijiste ya no más. Yeah.
Arecibo with the song Odisea de Fabio from the album Cade la Gente from 2006, and Arecibo are from San Salvador, El Salvador. Before that, we heard the song Partura by Madska from Costa Rica from the album Hermanos that came out in 1998 on ACS Producciones Records. And we started that off with the band of, the legendary Mojigaña with the song Relegación from the Cerilados cassette that came out in 1999. And Mojigaña are like the kings of the ska scene in Medellin, Colombia. Okay, so let's keep moving north into Mexico. This is Freeway with the song ¿Qué tal si son ellas? was Mejor Aún by the band Sectacor from Confuerza that came out in 2002 on MW Records from Atizapan de Zaragoza, Mexico, which is like northwest of Mexico City. We heard some nice thrashy guitars in there. And before that, we heard the band Panteón Rococo from Mexico City with Atatinos from A la Izquierda de la Teoría that came out in 1999 on Distribuidora Rylos. And we started that off back in El Salvador with the band Freeway, with the song ¿Qué tal si son ellas? From No Sabemos Amar that came out in 2005. They're so fun, and I recognize some of those melodies, like big fun marching band carnival music. It must be public domain. And I love the beautiful piano interlude. That was out of nowhere. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm going to do the spiel for the first time. So you can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockAndRoll.com/radio. You can email them or email us, I guess, at radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockAndRoll.com/donate. You can tweet us at MRR Radio, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I really want to thank everyone for being here with me today while we listen to happy music. It was really rewarding to pull out my old CD binder and, like, get to relive a past life. And ska somehow only brings back the good memories. And I don't have a lot of those, so I know it's trendy today to clown on ska, mostly because Third Wave, the most recent wave, was kind of soulless. But there's nothing wrong with finding enjoyment in something easy. They don't do anything wrong. They just made sixth graders happy for a couple of years. Actually, it's almost easier to be angry, to be honest, but that anger usually makes bad, like, unhappy memories. Something that I really love about Latin American ska and ska punk is that there's an aggressive element to it, the thrash element. So it, like, lets you have your anger, but it adds sunshine to it as well. Ultimately, though, it's still happy music, and it's okay to feel happy sometimes. It's okay to enjoy the sun, even if it's only for a few months. It's okay to enjoy mozzarella sticks at the bowling alley with your friends on Sundays over summer vacation, even if you know you have to move to a new city soon and you'll never see them again. It's okay to take a break from the bad stuff. It's okay to be happy sometimes. I'm so sorry, I'm getting off track. So anyway, we made it through South America, and I thought we'd end the show in the U.S., I wanted to give a big shout out to Araniva one more time. And seriously, thank you for making those Instagram and TikToks with those amazing lists of Latin American ska bands. It gave me something to listen to this summer. So I want to end this episode with her band. She lives in New York now, and she's in a fantastic punk band called Ratas en Celo. And she's the accordion player. It's so, so cool. And then before that, I discovered one of Ratas, I think they call them their brother bands. We'll listen to Piñata Protest from San Antonio, Texas, who are a great accordion punk band as well. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and thank you so, so much for listening to me nerd out about ska and ska punk and ska core. I don't normally get to babble on like this. Only with a few close friends. And thank you to Michael from the North Bay for letting me use his CD player and, like, and just letting me do one of these.
You did great. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to Hiromi Araniva and Maximum and all of you. I love you all very much. So this is Piñata Protest from San Antonio, Texas, United States, with the song La Chona, from the La Chona single that came out in June, and then Ratas en Celo from New York, United States, with the song Despesar from the Despesar 12-inch.